The governor of Oruzgan, the Afghan province where Australia's training and reconstruction effort was centred, says soldiers there are defecting to the Taliban. The Taliban now control ever-increasing amounts of territory, and in Oruzgan, desperate officials say they'd welcome Australian forces back. South Asia correspondent James Bennett reports.
Since September, Terengganu, the dusty home for Australia's soldiers and reconstruction teams until late 2014, has been menaced, says Oruzgan's provincial governor, Mohammad Nazir Karoti.
The Taliban was coming very close to the city, and it is, I can say, kilometre or 2 kilometres in some sight.
He's also confirmed that dozens of soldiers guarding one isolated post recently surrendered and defected to the Taliban.
For many days, they have very tough and hard time, and then they joined the Taliban side, I think.
How many soldiers joined the Taliban? I've heard one report saying 41 soldiers. Is that correct?
I think so.
The latest American assessment of Afghanistan, released a week ago, highlights severe casualties and desertion as major issues for Afghanistan's understrength security forces. The same report from America's Inspector General for Afghanistan Reconstruction shows the Taliban increasing its territorial reach.
At the moment, as I told you, the situation is not good there in Oruzgan because the Australian soldiers or air force, they already left it here. That's why the security situation is becoming bad.
That's a translator speaking for Oruzgan MP Obiadullah Barakzai. He told Afghanistan's parliament last week that just a handful of the security forces camps for fighting the Taliban in Oruzgan remain operational. Mr. Barakzai has told the ABC Oruzgan would welcome Australian troops return.
If they are coming back to Oruzgan, that Australian soldier, if they are coming back to Oruzgan, that will be very good idea.
Governor Mohammad Nazir Karoti also recently asked Australia's ambassador to Afghanistan to send troops and attack helicopters, as he reflects on poorly supplied Afghan troops surrendering to join Taliban ranks. It's clear there's a real sense of despair and abandonment by the West.
South Asia correspondent James Bennett.